be some throwaways. Something they didn't want, throwaways.
Okay. What would you call real fashionable, good looking clothes?
Maybe.
Chic.
Yeah. Would you ever have any kind of slang names for somebody? Boy, he sure got himself a set of
rags.
Yeah.
Duds.
Would that be for just for men? You said rags and duds.
It'd be duds for men, rags for women.
Mm-hmm. Do people still say threads?
Yeah, threads.
Nice set of, would they use it that way like I'm doing it? Set of threads or set of rags?
Well, they would just say rags, but they would say a set of threads, and that's usually for men, threads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we were talking about cars, I mentioned Pimpmobile. You said you never heard an expensive car called that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard real expensive, flashy looking clothes called pimp stuff?
Yeah.
Or anything to do with a
pimp?
Yeah,
pimp clothes.
Pimp clothes.
Well, they don't have to do with a pimp, but they sort of like that. It's something you would notice all of a sudden, something flashy like.
Mm-hmm.
Something cheap. That's what it is.
Okay. Not necessarily the best clothes you've
got. Right.
Say if you were going on a trip on a plane, the thing, the bag that you would carry your clothes in, do you have a name for that?
Clothes bag.
Just clothes bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Say if you were going to store your clothes, if you had a winter suit that you wanted to put up, the bag that you put it in, would that have a name?
No.
All right. Or say if you just took some clothes down to the laundry to be dry cleaned, you'd use them to get them back in some kind of...
plastic bag.
Just plastic bag. Okay. What about different names of shoes for women? Just general names.
Heels, sandals, flats.
When you say flats, is that just a shoe with a low heel? Or
right, a shoe with a low heel.
What about these things that are that just have a kind of place where you it slips between your big toe and the next one?
Thongs.
Yeah. Okay. What about different names of shoes for men?
I don't have any names for men.
Okay. Would you ever use the word dress shoes? Say if you were just going out to play some basketball or something, what would you probably wear?
Sneakers or tennis shoes.
Yeah, that would be for me and our women.
Yes, me and our women.
Okay. What about shoes that don't have any laces?
Slip-ons.
Would you ever use the word loafers?
Yes, but I wouldn't use it for shoes without laces. When I think of loafers, I think of flat shoes that you put pennies in.
Hmm, okay. What about different names for hairstyles for women?
Pressed, cornrow, afro.
What would pressed
be? Permanents.
Yeah. Did you say pressed?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Well, for black people, it's when you straighten your hair with a hot comb.
Mm-hmm.
And as for white people, I've heard that they press their hair with irons to get the curls out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a process of just straightening your hair.
Yeah. What would you say that you were?
I wear an afro.
Yeah. Do people ever shorten that to fro?
Yeah, fro.
Yeah. Is there any other name for an afro?
Natural.
Natural, yeah. What about for men? I guess afro would do for men too.
Afro, afro.
Afro. Anything else?
No.
Can men have cornrows? Black.
Yeah.